Used to being able to talk. I'm waiting. I'm still like.
Yeah, you kind of came in. We're really confused that Murph wasn't here.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Nice.
Where is he?
He'll probably call in.
He will?
He probably will. He does every once in a while when he
I can't see him not having to put something in, like, getting his 2 cents in somehow.
Oh, well, we all have 2 cents we're going to put in. But,
yes, we do.
He just goes overboard. We're at about what, $5, $10 now? All right. Spank Wagon Radio. I'm going to say it one more time. Spankwagon.net. We want you guys to join us. To do so, all you have to do, well, there's several ways. One, go to spankwagon.net. Oh, my God. Fuck. No way. Grab. I don't have a headset for you, though. Holy shit. That's a startle and a half. You better be on lunch. Are you on lunch?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. Holy shit. Okay, you have no clue, and I apologize.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this gentleman. You've met him once before. So why don't we go
he
through second chair?
Too, so.
Okay, we'll go through second chair. What's your name?
Big Daddy Decaf.
Thank you. We don't have a name for you yet.
Well, kind of. Do we?
Oh, I said Lady, I said Lady J, but.
Lady J?
But I
isn't that a G.I. Joe character?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes, yeah. Lady
I
J.
Didn't know that.
I don't know.
G.I. Well, Joe character aside.
They call you Scarlet. That's what another G.I. Joe character.
Yeah. what's next? Snake Eyes?
I just
how about your
around.
Duke?
I don't fucking know.
That's ugly.
G.I. Joe.
I'm a computer.
and walking in, scaring the shit out of me because I didn't expect him.
I was surprised. You actually left the gate open on First Fridays and the doors unlocked. That's unusual.
We like the bums. We need a,
we need a guest today.
We need
so.
A guest. No. Papa Joe is going to come in later tonight and do some talk. Yes.
Really? But, cool. Yeah. Which mic is he going to use? Because I caught the flu and
none,
I'm going to give it to him.
None. He bailed.
Shit.
So you got problems over there. Oh, she's like, how do I throttle my
I'm
mic?
I'm short. And I'm like all like.
She's like. Well, could you do that again? Thanks. All right.
Okay, I'm
what?
Not that short.
We okay.
Sweet. Of thank you.
Okay. So basically, yeah.
yes,
introduce yourself.
Yes, I am Claude Balls. How's everybody doing?
I mean, that just startled the shit out of me.
Yeah, I could tell by the look on your face. That's the second time I've snuck up on you. The first time was actually I broke in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did he break it through his house?
Yeah. Okay, for a little bit of background for people listening to the podcast and a little bit of background, obviously, for both of you, Decaf might have forgotten, you have no clue. This gentleman was the original co-host. We started Spank Wagon Radio, as you know now, 7 long fucking years ago.
Yeah, almost a decade.
So back in 2000, out of my second bedroom.
Yes.
Doing internet radios.
The original studio.
Ooh. God, thank God we're in here.
And I actually sat on the neighbor's porch for like half hour in the wrong house. And the guy wore graveyard shift and I kept ringing his doorbell. So either he wasn't at home or
you
I scared
the
shit out of him.
Oh my God, someone's out there. Can't open the door. All right. So like I was going to say, we got ways to chat with us. Of course, you can go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. We'll get the webcam fired up here. Actually, we'll do that right now. We also want you to join the chat room. And for those of you who are computer elite enough, it's irc.slashnet.org/spankwagon. So we want you to join us and get in the chat room. We already have Toe in there, so that's pretty awesome.
We got Toe. Wow.
We got Toe.
Well, then Toe gets a treat to be able to see me.
Toe's kind of caught off, too.
Yeah.
He didn't not cut
He's
off.
He's tossed off?
What? No. Salad time. No. Probably cut off guard because I'm like, now my brain's all shuffled. I'm fucked.
Yeah,
I'm done.
That.
I'm done.
You're befuddled.
Very well done.
This is word of the day?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what's the definition?
I have no idea.
You want to talk about people that have word of the day? I work with people like that. All of a sudden, in a conversation, somebody works in the word cattywampus.
Wow.
How do you work that in?
Cattywampus.
Wait, you used to work down south, though.
No, this actually happened here in Vegas.
Oh.
The let's see, what the hell did he say to me? Goes, he told me, if I remember correctly, trim that Cat 5 cable and zip tie that shit, yo. I don't want to look looking cattywampus and shit.
Wait, they went from yo to cattywampus?
Yes.
What's up, dog? Man, you caught looking cattywampus.
Sounds like Krill.
Oh. I know what the Krill, intellectual gangster.
Is the like smart gangster? Yeah.
So you would like sit there and
indubitably.
Is that like the Damon Wayans character? Like on In Living Color, like and my predicable minstrel thought process.
God, in Living Color.
Do you remember Living Color?
You're not even
Krill.
Old. Jesus
I'm not
Christ.
Old enough, but I've heard of it through Krill.
Wow. He's heard of it.
How old are you?
20.
Shit, I have software older than her. Shit, my car's older than you.
20 years old. I know. She don't remember Living Color.
Holy shit. Are you even legal enough to be in here?
Probably not.
I don't know. I don't know. After last week, she was what, 19?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah, your birthday, huh?
What?
No. I guess last week. Lexi Sexton was 19 years old.
Yeah, my birthday was in May. You're off.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, okay, because you threw me off.
You said it.
Well, just Lexi alone just threw me off.
Yeah, we had a porn star in the studio last week. That's when you should have come in.
I think I know who you're talking about, too. I think I've seen her stuff.
You may not have, actually, because there's another one that has a name very similar. Matter of fact, we had some creepy dude call and ask that same question.
That's probably Claw.
Was it you calling?
No, it wasn't me.
Hi. Are you the Lexi Sexton I beat off to last week? Oh, are you the Lexi Sexton I'm going to beat off to this week?
No. I do make creepy calls in the middle of the night to ask people if I can come to their hotel room, but no. It's actually to fix stuff.
That's your job, though. That's different.
Yeah, except for I run on hotel rooms now, yes. I work for the same company. Can't say who. Church and I work for the same company. But yeah, you've gone in. The closest I've never actually seen anybody in a sex act. Except for a damn near 7-foot black man with a raging erection piss that we interrupted sex.
Wow. Damn.
Didn't see it, but he was pitching a tent like 2 foot out. We said sorry and slammed the door and ran.
As long as he didn't slam anything in the door.
It was scary. He came out of the darkness too, dude. Out of the glow of a TV, and that's all we could see.
Well, obviously he wasn't smiling, so you would have never seen him coming.
No.
Shit.
Thank you. So another way to get a hold of us, we open up the phone lines, of course. You can give us a call, 1-866.
You don't do it no more?
Huh? That was only you. That was only you.
Wow.
But thank you. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. So those are how you can get a hold of us.
Well, I want to tell you, I went to CVS right before I came down here.
The pharmacy?
To get a razor and shit for to cut my hair or whatever. Hey, goddamn, girl.
My
can't
bad.
Keep no fucking secrets.
Levitra for black men.
So I go there, and I guarantee you, I'm going to call this shit out. CVS on fucking Flamingo and Maryland Parkway. Ugliest fucking staff of all time. They're the ugliest fucking staff. I walked in there, right? First, because I make jokes or try to be funny at least, right?
Uh-huh.
And this one girl, just, you know, this Mexican girl, you know, glasses, ugly bitch, just didn't want it look mean. Like, you know, like she just fucking, someone just told her she was a bitch, you know, like 5 minutes before I walked in, right? And so she was just looking at the newspaper in the middle of the aisle. And I said, I need to get in to, you know, open up the window to get the razor thing out, whatever, right? I made a joke, too. I said, I need a razor so I can cut my nappy ass hair. She was like, hold on. Rita, can you open up the case? It kept looking at her fucking newspaper, right?
Wow.
And then this lady came with a twitch and shit. She was like, well, I don't have the fucking key. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Right? She's like, I gotta go to the front and get the key. So it was like 5 fucking minutes. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You know, so she goes and gets the key. You know, she waddles all the way back up to the thing, right? So I go up to the counter, and they had the dude. You know those, like those 60-year-old old guys with no teeth and like they've like molested 45 kids during their life.
Man. Yeah. The kind of people that stay downtown.
Exactly. And he was like, and he's like, you have your CVS card? And I was like, no, I don't have it, but I have my number. And I'm not going to save any money. Probably not. And then this ugly bitch that came out. You know, every horror movie where you just had that ugly old lady that's just...
With the mole.
Yeah, with the mole and all that shit. And she was just like, you're taking too long to ring up this stuff. We have a line of customers. I was like, oh, my God. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Ooh.
Looked to the left. There was like 2 gangbangers with tattoos all on the neck and shit. I was like, all right. Am I going to make it a spank wagon today or what?
That's so funny. I got to take the Pepsi challenge on that shit and see if that really is the ugliest staff.
Maryland Parkway in Flamingo here in Las Vegas.
CVS.
So,
oof.
You know, that's where the Morlocks go when the sirens turn off.
Oof.
Shoot. Anybody gets that reference. So why don't we start out? How was the Halloween? Decaf, what'd you guys do for Halloween?
Oh, I didn't do shit. I went to class and went home to start writing the paper, fell asleep on the computer.
got keyboard wow. face.
That's that was
with his Luke Skywalker.
Oh, hey,
we'll talk about Luke. By Luke. It's not Luke.
He strokes his lightsaber.
Stormtrooper.
Oh, pretend like you don't have a Luke like sitting next to the
computer.
I
don't really have Luke. I got only the new stuff. I don't got the old stuff. Jabba I got the new Hutt. Stuff. I don't got the old stuff. Only the new stuff.
So you got the over muscle bound.
I got the Anakin. Yeah.
Okay.
Only. I mean. Oh, go on.
What's up?
What'd you do for what's up? Halloween.
Oh, I had a thing up, like get together.
A get together.
Wow, a thing like.
It wasn't a party because like, there was like no.
You're talking about a booty call.
No. No, just a bunch of close friends.
She had
family.
To think about that one.
Yeah, that was she was thinking. She's like, did I fuck did him I? Or not?
did I do?
How is Wes?
Hey.
Oh! Yeah, you got it.
Wes is good. He wasn't there.
Oh, that's why you said.
Does Krill know about this? All right, so.
Wow.
You know we're picking on you.
Yeah.
All right, so.
But you say you was a pirate.
I was a pirate wench.
A pirate wench.
A pirate wench.
Nice. So you went out and bought a kid's costume.
Yeah.
Totally. No, I'm serious. Did you not see CNN? Like, the whole, like, week up to Halloween, they were all bitching about Halloween costumes too risque, and they were showing all these, like, preteens in, like.
Paris Hilton was, like, one of the most popular ones. Little
who
kids.
The fuck wants to be Paris Hilton?
Paris Hilton. It would, yeah, right?
That's like no imagination too. And shit. It's like, okay, so you want to be a whore.
Yeah.
We'll say whore, we'll say Paris Hilton.
Wow. But
so it was a costume party then?
It was.
Okay.
How many people
it
were there?
It was a party.
It wasn't a party because there was no booze there.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, you're only 20.
My mom had like a get-together.
Oh, okay.
But most of my friends are 21 and over.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So they didn't sneak you anything.
All I can
they
hear.
They don't sneak me shit, those cheap bitches.
All I can hear in my head right now is that song. We don't have to take our clothes off. Have a good time.
What the fuck is that? Oh,
yeah.
No, who is that? Ween?
That's not Ween. It's a black guy. I know that.
I don't fucking know. I can't tell from your white ass.
So?
Matter of fact, you know, I always wished I could sing. Now I wish you could sing.
Wow, man. Wow. That's been recycled for how long?
How many years? What'd you do for Halloween?
I worked, actually. And it's my first Halloween here, and I had to work the strip. And I go to hotel rooms and fix cable. I'm not a male prostitute. But everyone's like, yeah, man, you're going to see some. Seriously.
Yes, because looking at boobage. Claude, that's all you think is male prostitute.
That's right. Curb feelers for the ladies.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, just my wife now.
Cop out. All right. Keep going.
The only thing I actually saw, hardly no one was dressed up. There was, I think, a group of like five girls who couldn't have been 21 with green like makeup on their face.
Oh, that was
Shrek 3.
There was a.
They also work at the CVS on Blink.
There was one chick who had like hot pants on. And the other one.
She had to be black.
No, she was actually white.
What?
Yes. Oh,
but wait, was she 350?
Was she 350? No. Okay. She was probably like a buck 105.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Thank God.
And the only other thing I saw was I got stuck behind walking through the convention area of the Bellagio. I got stuck behind a stormtrooper guy who was pulling a wedgie out of his ass.
There we go.
I think we found Decaf's love.
It was fucking hilarious, dude.
You should have gave him his
some
number.
Guy goes, bro, nice costume. He's like, thanks. And then he starts walking, not thinking anybody's behind him and shit because he can't see. And reaches right behind that ass plate right there and just starts
wow.
fucking digging for gold ugh. To get his underwear out.
Should have said something.
Need some help? Can I hold a plate for you? Do you better reach?
What was he going to say? Can I help?
May I assist you, sir?
Do you need the force?
The force is with you.
The force pulls your underwear out of your ass. Vader never has a wedgie.
Pull my underwear onto my ass.
It was great. And somebody actually said, hey, nice costume. And he actually goes, beware the force. What, you couldn't fucking say thanks? Wow.
The Tron man in that costume. Yikes. Okay. Well, I stayed home, but we had a bunch of people, like my wife and, mm-hmm. and our couple friends, take a bunch of kids out. I dressed my boy up.
Just random kids? Or
no, kids we all knew.
Okay. Like, you just walk down the street. Like,
come here!
You! You over there!
No, this isn't the 80s. My son isn't Johnny Gosh. No. No random kidnappings for fun.
She wasn't born in the 80s, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yes, it was. 87.
Wow.
Wow.
Born in 87.
Seven.
God, I can remember TV and radio and music
for real, dude.
G.I. Joe. 87.
You know shit. Yeah. I'm going to feel real old here soon. All right. So, yeah, you know, this year was finally, I got tired of my wife's attempts at making a costume for my son. Because like one year he went sort of as a deformed, melted M&M. Last year it was trying to be a Cookie Monster, but it pretty much looked like a fish. finally, I said, no, I'm doing the costume this year, and I'm going to keep it nice and simple, but it's going to be something everybody will recognize. It is an iPod.
Wow.
Shut up.
You fucking branded your child.
I branded my child.
Yeah, so you cool. Apple whore.
Yeah.
You made Apple the costume?
Whore. Yeah, I just went out, got a couple pieces of foam core board, you know, the foam board.
What was his playlist?
I didn't write a playlist, but I did have my
That's
wife.
That's a question she asked. It's songs you wouldn't know anyway.
What are you listening to? That's crap. It's not Leonard Skinner, you know. Freebird! No.
That's funny. When I was in Mississippi, I had a Leonard Skinner air freshener on my rearview mirror.
Just That's so just so you wouldn't along. Lynch you, you know. They're like, you're from Hollywood.
So he
but
went
yeah, he went as an iPod. Just you know, my wife's a teacher, so I let you know she has that teacher handwriting, that yeah. perfect handwriting, no matter what. It's like a fucking gale force wind hurricane. She's like perfect. So I'm like, just write Happy Halloween the year and menu at this point, and I've got the rest covered. All the actual drew the little apple and the iPod. And
wow,
I made him like I totally numerically incorrect, like 13 billion gigabit.
What
you know,
kind
just
of iPod
be,
was he? Oh.
Just a regular. Because I got a dark gray.
Was it a nano?
No, it wasn't a nano.
He could have gone all crazy. Screen? Made him an iPhone.
Just to wrap a phone cord around his
Whoa!
He's like,
wait, iPhones don't have phone cords. What the fuck am I saying? What the fuck are you saying?
My
charger,
iPhones and shit
to
swap me. Yeah,
meant.
It's an iPhone. Yeah.
Someone just dipped some old ass cordless phone. You can only get 30 feet away from your house before this iPhone breaks. I don't know why. No AT&T contract. It's a miracle. It's one of those cracked phones.
Only half the price, right?
No, fuck it. Oh, yeah, don't mind the keys. They look like they're real hard keys. No, it's a touchscreen.
Fucking rotary. It'd be one of those rotary phones.
Rotary?
The rotary.
Rotary.
Hi, I'm on a rotary phone.
Rotary only in America.
Toe says, wow, poor kid. Thank you, Toe.
As long as you know, like, you
who else says something?
No, just Toe, because no one else is getting their ass in the chat room. Last week we had porn in. Porn star in chat room was busy. This week, no porn, unless you take your top off, and nothing. So, who knows? By the way, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. We want you guys to play along if you're listening live. irc.slashnet.org/spankwagon, or even easier, click the damn link on the site, or call us 1-866-587-6257. If you want to spell that, it's 1-866 LVROCKS.
God damn.
Someone talk, because I got to build a playlist. I forgot to build that.
Let me tell you something. Well, I get to talk then. Yeah, 30 minutes before the show, he was like, yeah. God damn, I got nothing to do now. Oh, shit. I'm bored. I got to build a playlist.
my ass forgot to build. You know what?
I'm bored. I don't know what to do. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, you threw me off. Oh, yeah. How convenient.
You're my scapegoat. Shut the fuck up. All right. Let's see. Let's play music that she won't know. All right.
She bop.
Sure. Do you know who Echo and the Bunnymen are?
Yes.
You do?
Wait, but I don't. If you ask me one of their names, I won't know it off the top of my head, but I swear I could probably sing it. My boss listens to it.
Okay.
Play Goodbye Horses.
I don't have that. I have.
I don't know what
I have
fuck
Killing
Goodbye
Moon.
Horses is.
I have Killing Moon.
Killing Moon.
No, play the one that they. Oh, what the hell is it? He's going to kill me.
I'm going to kill who?
One of their really popular ones that they would play on the Sirius radio, like. Every day, all the time.
That may be it. Okay, then we'll go with something that will piss a lot of people off.
I don't have my music with me right now.
Of course
now,
you don't have your music. But it would have been nice knowing you were here, you know. Like,
that's true.
Could have given the cable.
My boss don't even know I'm here.
Well, he will now. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
slip, though I know it must be the killing time. Unwillingly mine. Fate up against your will, through the thick and thin, he will wait until you give yourself to cruelly you kissed me, your lips a magic world, your sky all hung with jewels. The killing moon will come too soon. Fate up against your will, through the thick and you will wait until you give yourself to him.
people that you mean your image, see them starving on their feet, cause they don't get enough to eat from God. Can't believe in me.
Dear God, sorry to disturb you, but I feel that I should be loud and clear. We all need a big reduction in a amount of tears. All the people that you made in your image sit on fighting in the street, cause they can't make opinions meet about God. I can't believe in you. Did you make disease and the diamond blue? Did you make mankind after we made you?
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
We still need a name for you.
Nameless.
Totally nameless. We're ballless again.
We got no balls. Yeah,
Claude actually was sneaking here on his lunch break.
Yeah, I see.
So, and we said this.
On GPS, too.
Yeah, on GPS, too, so they know where he's
on
at.
On the radio. You know, I wasn't there.
You can't prove a thing.
We got you in a podcast.
Shit.
And he's saying, I'm on my lunch.
Yeah, that imposter.
Was great. That was great. I'm on my lunch. We're like, dude. All right. So, yeah, that Claude Balls, and just again, a little bit of background. Back in 2000, I was just doing a pure music show, just nothing but techno, trance, and any other weird shit that I like to listen to. Everything Murphy hates. And I was like, you know what? I'm really bored doing this. I want to try a talk format. I think I could do it. I got the equipment. I've got the computers. I got the time. You know, I don't necessarily have the brain power, but I have the time. So I'm like, I'll do it. So I invite, you know, him over, Claude over. I say, hey, dude, this is what I want to do. Are you down with it? He's like, absolutely. Because that's one of the funniest motherfuckers I know. Mm-hmm. You know, if you actually.
I caught that.
Yeah. Claude has, and these are all real stories. He doesn't make shit up. I've experienced most of them with him when we hung out.
He's just one of those people that crazy shit just always happens to.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he makes it sound so funny. He yeah.
just
told
us stand up.
Like normal.
Yeah, he used to actually.
Did he?
He used to do stand up. He used to do amateur hour stand up. So, you know, he has that timing. And what's great is we used to actually work together in the exact same office at the exact same time. We never got fucking work done. Because even though we only did our show on Friday, it never stopped through the whole week. Oh, it was definitely fun. But Claude Balls, he's looking to actually kind of come back a little bit here and there. So who knows? Maybe we'll have him fill a fifth seat. Lord knows we've had, what, five people before?
Yeah.
So, all right. Did you get topics?
Yeah, I actually got a topic, but we're going to start off with.
Well, hold on. I heard. I got to get a fucking name for you.
Yes.
We'll figure it. You know what? We'll leave it up to the listeners. Maybe they can email it to us. Give us ideas. we'll learn more about you over the next few weeks, and then we'll figure out a good name for you if we don't.
Word.
Make word.
Word. Hey, man.
Pronoun.
Verb.
Word. Well, no, man.
You're my dog.
So why was I just being pointed at?
Well, I was told that you were like uber excited, and you were like, I've got stuff I've got, and I'm doing research, and I'm like,
what?
Wow, that's more than I'd ever do for this
no,
show.
No, I was not like that.
I look at porn and news articles, well, and one of the two show up at the show.
That's how you have to make it when it's a text message, and you don't hear the person's voice all week. You just gotta say, oh, once you put an exclamation point at the end of the text message, so that must be excitement. Seriously.
Isn't that what an exclamation point means? Yeah! It's not a question
Maybe.
Mark.
No, you said tight.
What were we going to talk about? My skills?
You talk about whatever you need to talk about, girl. Go on.
Can we talk about your skills? Oh,
has he seen my MySpace?
No. It's
one can see your MySpace. Take 6 hours to download.
Is it all
what?
Glittery
no.
and like dozens of animations? Because
no,
MySpace
none at all.
is
It's like black and white in pictures. That's all.
Black and white in pictures.
Yeah. It's not like I can't stand that glittery princess fufu crap.
Woo.
Like, and it takes an hour to download.
Hold on. You get a point. Done. Okay.
I mean, like, I love my friends, but.
But. All right. So let me ask the question. What's the music you have playing on your MySpace page right now?
Oh, but it's a song that means something. So like.
I don't care. I mean, I do, but I don't.
I just changed it. It's Hurt. By Christina Aguilera. Don't make fun of me. I'm not a pop tart, but.
Well, I mean,
I promise I'm not a pop tart.
Wait. Is it like, you know, Trent Reznor cover? Or, I mean, is it a cover of the Nine Inch Nails Hurt?
No, it's a her fucking shit. And it's just a sad song. And it right now it means something.
Is that a brand new song that just came out? Or is it?
Fuck if I know. I just heard it the other day. I was like, ooh. And I was kind of like, hey, that kind of makes sense. Let me find that and put it on for now. Like, I don't music discriminate, but
so
I'm no Pop-Tart.
So
you know.
So you're not one of those women in crisis always about to break down and fall apart or at the edge of the seat and the end of the world is coming tomorrow? One of those type of women or no?
No.
So you're more of a I don't give a fuck what happens and fuck you and that kind of shit?
I'm like a... I don't know. I care, but I don't care. You know what I mean?
All right. So you give a shit, but you don't dwell on it.
Word.
Oh,
right.
No, you can say word. I mean, that's your thing.
I get myself into positions I can handle sometimes.
Won't even touch that one. So many levels.
I saw the look on his face too, and I was like, it's coming.
No, because
here we go.
Decaf and I said before the show, you know, you're going to finally get a chance to talk. Everybody here agreed. Murphy agreed. Okay, she has, like, an ability to speak. She has ability to be coherent, understandable, and bring... comments.
Yeah, I'm not an inflatable doll. I know he's used to that, but I can
talk.
That's
another check.
Nice. Yeah, that's another score. He's gonna, you know, he won't even listen to the podcast, so we can say what we want.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I just realized he wasn't here, and when you said earlier about the techno and him not liking it, I was like, we could do like a Murphy's Not Here, let's do everything he hates. Segment.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, I like the way she thinks.
You only get the opportunity every once in a while, right?
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, once a month.
He
kind of bails once a month because he has to do work, and it's understandable. So that's where Murphy's at.
So what most interests you about the show the very first time you got here? The first time you came in the studio?
Yeah, you walked.
Honestly, though, y'all's jokes. The jokes.
It was the jokes, I guess.
The jokes.
Ah, so we do have a sense of humor.
Yes.
Thank fucking God.
How many people we have listening to us right now?
Not enough.
How many?
Actually, the live count is 10. So I don't know what happens. And I'll explain it. I don't know what happens behind the other syndicates. So whatever's going on behind the other syndicates, I'm clueless. And then the podcasts, I tend not to worry about those downloads. I haven't even looked at those downloads this week. I just know that the Carey sisters are yet again beating the shit out of us. So and we had porn on last week. We had Pornstar. We're going to get photos up on the website soon. And speaking of the website, I've been working on the brand new version of the website. Mm-hmm. It really is almost ready to go. The only thing I have to finish is the authentication system for the signups.
Okay.
But if you guys want to check it out, it's going to be www.teachthemachine.com. And that's all one word, teachthemachine.com.
Oh, so it's not going to be Spankwagon Radio no more?
No, it will.
Teach
the Machine's a parking domain that I bought because I love the sound of it. And I have like 20 ideas, but all of them are kind of like, I'll get to them.
Yeah.
Nothing is really locked in yet.
So I'll check it out, but we're going to do like, you know, the photos and, and like I say, you know, take bits from some of the shows and stuff like that and put it on there. I think so people can hear.
I've got some decent gallery software ready to go that I gotta work on actually making it kind of match the theme of the site. So that way, okay, you know, it is a separate piece of software. You're going to go to a different subdomain, but it's going to feel the same.
Okay.
You know, that's my next project.
Do you have any ideas about internet sites and what makes
it interesting? When you surf, what is a turnoff? Like, you go to a web page and it can be anything.
Besides pop-ups?
Besides pop-ups, because I hate pop-ups, too.
Because who likes pop-ups, right?
Yeah.
No.
And those damn things with the little animated things where you're supposed to play the game.
And those things.
Yeah, that shit bugs me.
What do you use for a web browser?
You mean like Internet Explorer?
Okay, you use Internet Explorer? Okay. Wow, she customered.
What?
Open your web browser. Is that my Internet Explorer?
Yeah.
No.
Is that what I said for reals?
He's not big on Internet Explorer.
No. What I'm not big on is I say web browser, and people have to verify what that means.
Yeah.
That's sad. I mean, I'm a techie guy, so to me, it just, whoa. Not Keanu Reeves, whoa. No.
Whoa.
Okay, cut. That's a film. Matrix 32. We're done.
Whoa.
Quaalude Man doing Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
Okay.
Quaalude Man hasn't been on a while. We need to get back to Quaalude Man.
So why were you asking?
Well, what I do is I'm always changing spankwagon.net. Always. Like, I have gone from like regular HTML, regular just I'm hand typing this stuff sucks. I used a program, a CMS content management site called Geeklog. I've attempted to make a part of a content management site called Zoom, XOOM. I've tried Drupal. I've tried Joomla. Joomla actually is what the site's currently running on, and that thing is a security nightmare. Like, you have to go through and individually change the security preferences on every folder.
Fuck.
And then hope that the image in the folder isn't, or the what's in the folder doesn't also need recursively changed, or only one folder needs to be changed, and then two folders deep into that folder needs to be changed. It sucks. So I'm going back to Geeklog because, one, I was using Yab as my message boards. No one was really posting on them. Fine, no problem. We used to have people like with thousands and thousands of posts. I shit you not, on the old version. So I thought, I'll bring it back and maybe we'll bring some of them, you know, those people back. And okay, that never happened. Fine, we're failing miserably. That's okay. That's acceptable. I've been here 7 years and have not made a dime doing this shit. Right on. And you won't either. You know, and so I said, okay, but I'm gonna shut off the message boards because the only thing people were posting was news articles. Hey, look at this link. Look at this news article. Well, that's what Geeklog was. It was kind of a content management site where you could submit your news article or something you wanted to chat about, and then you could comment on it, like /dot. So we were like, me and Mr. Man, basically the server admin guru god, we were talking things over, and he's like, okay, well, I'm going to build this new box, and I'll just go ahead and build it and install the software, and I'll give this box to you, and I'll give this stuff to you so you can use it. And he loaded it up on his server farm, so I've got gigabit Ethernet going out and in. So we're going to load the archives up, and we're still working on it. It's not nearly complete yet, but it's like the new site, even though it's at teachthemachine.com, it's branded SpankWagon. It looks SpankWagon. It acts SpankWagon. The only thing you can't do right now is become a member. That has been completely – it's there. The links are there, but you can't do that yet. So – I mean,
wow, sound like you put a lot of work into it lately.
I've taken a lot of time, and I've done it in steps and bits and pieces.
I guess
because
I blasted the site.
Oh, no, I was working on it before that.
Before I blasted the site.
I've been working on it now for about 3 months, because what we've also been trying to figure out is, for whatever reason, Sendmail has completely cocked out on my site, on spankwagon.net. Right now, if I try to send you an email using the actual built-in site mail, not going to work.
Damn.
We don't have log files as to where it's going. It's not bouncing back to anything. We don't see it. We only thing I've not done, I just thought about it now, is just open up like a netstat just to see if the damn thing's even sending mail anywhere. We can't even find a dead mail file.
Damn. No unavailable address, no return to sender.
No. You'll get nothing. Shit back. So wow. Like I have to fix that. But then I'm thinking, well, you know, I am moving over to the next server. Otherwise, if that would have been fine, like the mail would have been working just fine, everything would have been already moved over. We would have already been working on the new site probably about a month ago. But, you know, that's technology.
Shit happens.
Exactly. Technology doesn't do what you want it to. I got a call. Let's take the call. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, just to see if the damn thing is sending mail anywhere. We can't even find a dead mail file.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, check it out. The girl that's on right now speaking with you guys?
Yeah.
Her name's Jessica Lee Benoit.
Okay, that's wonderful. I'm glad we know this now. I don't know. But you're related to a Canadian professional wrestler that went psycho and killed his whole family.
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're not going to go psycho and kill Decaf?
But that doesn't
Could
mean
you
I'm related
try?
To him. I wouldn't have to try. If I wanted it done, it would be done.
Apparently. Apparently you have Probably a will. Fan or a stalker out there.
That's scary.
It's kind of scary.
That's very scary.
Who is that? Y'all assume y'all know.
I don't know.
That.
He sounded like a white boy. So
yeah, he's a serial killer.
So he's jealous.
He probably is.
So
jealous.
We gotta ask. We guys, because we're all speculating.
What's
Do you go
that?
For the white meat or the dark meat? Gotta ask right now. Or whatever's just handy.
That's messed up. I don't know if they're nice and cool and sweet and whatever and good looking.
Nice and cool and sweet and good looking.
Sounds so fake.
And smart.
So tell us the truth.
If they've got a no, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Wait. Let's ask it realistically. You know, we're jaded married men. What income level do you go for?
Like I said.
Wow.
No, because, you know, I'm not making, like, that much money right now anyway. Like, we're just still young.
Yeah, that's
true. If you've got ambitions and goals and you're like, I'm in school and I want to get my shit together and one day, you know, I might be making $9.50 now, but one day I might be making 35 or some more.
Well, you already sold yourself down the river when you say you have all your friends are 21 and older. So that already
most
tells
of
you
them, most
the
of
guys
them.
In that category is like you look at like someone that's like your age and you probably look at a guy and go, no fucking way. I because he's, you know what I mean? Do you actually talk to guys your age or you just find them boring?
Man, you know what? The guys my age are.
I know.
These motherfuckers who call up on the phone right now.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
So you're telling me we're getting pranked by kids.
I don't know. I don't know who that is. He sounded like a kid.
Great. Now he's probably like, I'm going to dial every one of their phone lines. Yeah. Oh, well.
You remember? Because remember I had to talk and I said that men don't mature till we're like 30.
Yeah, so. I know. We were talking about my ex. They don't get a 30-year-old.
You know,
like,
you're
no.
absolutely right. We don't older. Mature till we're 30.
We don't. We are immature all the way up to 30. Then we hit 30, and then we get fucking depressed.
Yeah. Absolutely, because we're like, oh, shit.
Fuck, I haven't done shit.
Where am I with my life? I'm such a loser.
Let me grab that Jack Daniels bottle again.
Are you old and doing internet radio?
Fuck. Why are you laughing? Look, she can't even hold it together.
She's a hater. She's just so not nice.
So. Aww.
All right. So anyhow, let's see. I think, you know what? I have some medical advice that may be able to help us out with this.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
That's fucking awesome.
So that's my advice. You know, when we hit that certain age,
that's what we do. So what's your story, girl? I heard you.
Okay. This is about somebody you know.
Okay.
And I know. He doesn't know. But I won't put her name on blast.
Okay.
Okay. She goes to a party. Her first, like, little party was my ex-boyfriend. I'm at work. And I get a phone call from another friend telling me that this person won't keep her shirt on. Won't keep her shirt
on. Nice!
Yeah.
Is she good looking?
Very.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. Good for her.
Bad for her. See, we're 16 at the time.
Whoa, bad.
Mom thinks that she's staying the night at my house.
Whoops.
She gets wasted off of supposedly just one beer, so I don't know how that happened. She only had one beer is what everyone told me. I leave work to go over there. Girl is gone. Gone. She loves everybody. Loves
like
everybody.
Just like the thing said, that she make you love
doesn't
everybody.
Doesn't want anyone to be mad at her. Don't hate me. I love you. Where's my shoe? in somebody else's clothes at this point of the party.
Whoa.
Worst part is her mom calls me up. Where are you guys? And I'm like, she's in the shower. we're at my house. She's in the shower. Well, I guess her mom like drove by my house and saw that my car wasn't outside. I'm going to give you one more try. Where are you guys? Had to rat her out. Had to tell her mom the whole thing. She came over and picked her up and they carried her out to the car and took her ass gone. Oh, but yeah, totally true. You love everybody.
Nice.
Clothes
well, yeah.
don't stay on. Especially when you're like 94 pounds and 16. No.
Yeah, not going to happen. Not going to happen at all. That's funny, though. You know, I mean, I don't. You know, here's the thing, though. I don't drink, so I don't have those kind of stories. I'm boring like that.
I got a couple.
Go for it, dude. Go for it.
No. I've been probably drunk like so many times in my 20s that I don't really remember. I mean, I remember the stories, but I can't really tell it because it's been morphed and changed over and whatever so many times. But one that I remember stands out a lot is when I had never been my best friend kicked me out the fucking car because I had so much Jack, and I really didn't drink Jack. It was probably like 6-7 years ago.
Like you do today.
Yeah, I was a tequila man at that time, so.
Appropriate.
So I was a tequila man, so I drank a whole lot of Jack, you know, shots of Jack. We went out, and it was me, my brother, my best friend, and my brother's best friend. They were in the back, right? And me and my best friend were in the front, and we were fucking arguing. I was just yelling. I was, you know, I don't know what the fuck I was calling him, some shit, right? And he hit the side of the curb. Ah! Boom! And the fucking car, you know, popped up on the curb, whatever. He's like, "Get the fuck out."
Oh, damn.
Never had that shit. I said, fine, I'm getting the fuck out, right? Slammed the shit out of his door. Boom. And they went around the corner and pulled because he's right close to where his apartment was. So I fucking stormed up the stairs, was beating on the door. I was like, you motherfucker. I just tripped out. I said, wow. I mean, that was probably one experience where I tripped out.
At least the car was stopped when he, like, kicked you out, though. Yeah. He could have been like, tuck and roll, motherfucker. Tuck and roll.
That's why it's been like 2 or 3 times where I've been drunk, but not drunk because something led me to do it. Because I just told you. Remember what I told you the other day? Mm-hmm. I said I don't like because it was a little incident, you know. And last week, because I had a couple, you know, I had a couple drinks before I came here. Mm-hmm. And I said I don't like drinking when I'm mad or mad. If I'm mad, I don't drink. Because I'm really an emotional person. So when I get mad, I get really fucking just enraged.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so most of the time, if I'm upset about something, I won't drink. Because I already know I'm gonna be pissed off. So that's why I stay away from when I'm mad. I like to drink at a good time. Have a party, you know, drunk, make some jokes, pass the fuck out.
I've seen your pictures. Your when I'm drinking pictures.
How many of those do I have?
Your entire MySpace page. Talking about liking foo-foo stuff in a page taking forever to load with your 20 slideshows.
I know. You know what?
And he's worse than a female. Have you seen his page?
No. Yes, I have, actually. I can't lie. I hate MySpace. I begrudgingly have one for Spankwagon, but yeah, I've seen it.
And the reason I did it, it was good when it was 2, and then I squeezed it a 3rd one, and it slows up shit, so... I'm thinking about axing it, but then I got too lazy again. I'll only update my MySpace page, like, overall, probably once every 6 months.
Lying ass once a day.
No. I mean, I'll do chatting. I'll do, you know, messaging. I'll do shit like that. But as far as, like, adding pictures or doing an overall change, it takes a while. So,
see, yeah, that's funny, though. You're going to have glitter shit in your comment now. And here's what I want to do. Everybody who's listening, podcast live, I don't give a shit. He's on the front page of the Friends. Just find Decaf. I think it's Earl Matrix or something like that.
Earl Maddox.
Whoa. No, just find him and everybody send him like
the
comments
most glittery
with glitter shit. Just the glitter. I want like Disney. I want gay Disney glitter shit.
Oh, God. All right. And I hate
I want
Disney
like Peter too. Pan on Decaf's MySpace page.
I hate Disney. Too.
So yeah, just I don't like gay Disney. Gay like Disney. Disney anally raping stormtroopers while Vader watches on and commands
him
with the Force.
If you can pull that crap off, dude, I say
if
we
some
give them, like
if what I got porn cards.
Something.
I've got porn awards.
If they can get like a Mickey Mouse
doing a stormtrooper
in the ass or something.
Ah, nice. Do you think MySpace would catch on?
All glittery
yeah.
and shit.
And rainbow glitter shit.
Make it look as nonchalant as you can. Like,
just stormtrooper with like bugging out eyes and then Mickey Mouse behind him smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send that shit to me too, because if you could pull it off. I want to see that crap.
Hey, we got a few chatters here. We got someone saying that they're listening to the broadcast. The girl is so funny. Y'all need a chick on the show. Okay. Then.
Thank you.
Oh, we don't.
Come up with a name.
Give her a name.
Name me, please.
Because I just want to sit and name her Big Tits, but I know
I
that
knew
that's
that
not
shit.
Fly.
And I was like, when he said Lady J, I was like, wow, that's like not chauvinistic at all or anything.
I'm
you
not
know?
A chauvinistic
like, wow.
person.
No.
Not unless
no.
you name
I was like waiting for... Judge
all right, here's how it works out. Decaf isn't really chauvinistic. He's a little creepy because you should have heard the question he was asking the porn model last week. I'm just kind of, I'm an asshole. I mean, I'll admit it. I've been called an asshole. I'm an asshole till I die.
Yeah, you're anal fuck.
I'm an anal retentive asshole.
I haven't really seen asshole yet.
You'll see it.
I'm sure.
Yo, you will.
You will.
If it's focused over here, it'd be funny.
And then Murph is the most misogynistic. You think he's a
woman whore?
You'd think he was a woman hater.
I can feel that.
Yeah. You know,
I can feel that because, like, I can feel that.
So we'll warn you now. Whenever he's here, hold your own. Just.
Oh, totally.
Okay. Just going to warn you right now.
I already know.
Excellent.
I got this all right here. it
looks like this person who wants to be nameless says your name is Skanky Ho.
No.
So I bet that's the caller. I'm going to really bet that's the caller.
Yeah, who are you? I'd like to know.
Well, Toe in the chat room is actually trying to teach him how to use IRC. So maybe we might get someone smart after all out of this.
Oh, wow.
By the way, hello, Toe, and thank you. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take... Did I load up a playlist or did I forget the playlist again? I bet I forgot the playlist again. I fucking forgot the playlist again. God damn it, I specifically brought... All right, someone stall for me while I load a playlist.
Okay.
Stalling means talking.
Well, actually, what we were talking about earlier about my MySpace, mm-hmm. about my target practice.
Target practice?
I shoot guns.
Right on.
Well, too.
Right on. Like,
that's why I was going to say.
Are we talking like skeet shooting? Or are we talking just pistols and
targets? I've never been skeet shooting, but I want to go. My friend Ben was like supposed to kick it, and we were supposed to go skeet shooting, but we've been busy.
That'd be cool. Have you been down to the gun store on Trop?
No. I've been to the military surplus store.
Which one? On Nellis?
Yeah.
That closed and it's now gone?
Is it?
Totally gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
That lady was crazy.
No shit.
Dude, that lady, she's strapped, right? And yeah. I'm like, and she's like, because these kids be coming in here. And she's all trying to talk about the kids who come in, like, mm-hmm. trying to rob her. And I'm like, do you even know how to shoot that? She goes, I don't even need to. All I need to do is point and pull the trigger, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm like, please, can we
How get How old is this lady?
She was old.
You know what?
Oh, she was way old.
She was old. Like, I too old to be talking about.
Doing that shit.
But they had a nice-ass Taurus gun that I want so bad.
I have a coworker who's out of the military. You know, crazy shit. This is in the 60s. Real smart dude. Real smart, right? But he said that when he does when the kids come to the door trick or treating, he has his gun in the back of
his.
Yeah, he said because he said he sees some 18, 19 year olds come to the door, and he said that somebody's getting shot. They ain't gonna be here. Yeah, loaded shit. Put a can. Had the gun on one side and putting candy in the other side of the bag.
That's drastic.
I was like, wow.
No
and we thought he was fucking around, right? He's like, nah, I'm fucking serious. I was like, all right, man, we cool, man. Don't shoot me, shit.
You know what though? That's sad because you know that's the reason like they're not doing Halloween because I was really,
I was bummed out this year.
Yeah,
I took my niece and like every like. Four houses had their lights on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, you know, like when I was like God, even 10, 12, 13 years old, when I was too old technically to trick or treat, everybody, I could just go house and just like fill a pillowcase.
Hell yeah. And then dump it off at home and
go again.
Go again.
Hit the other half of the block, you know, and it was great. And you could, I mean, it was wonderful, but I had maybe four kids per group and I had maybe about six groups of kids. And I'm like, what happened? You know, yeah, they do the trunk or treat and the safe haven shit at schools now and the mall. Who
and
fucking
and
cares
churches,
about
it? I guess churches
trick or treating at the mall is so lame.
Yeah,
but it's safe.
At
it
what
is
expense?
Lame,
I mean, what do we? Who are we keeping ourselves safe from?
Each other.
And that's the problem.
And that's like, the problem is, you know what? We're so isolated. We're so not in connection with each other. Yeah. And out here in Vegas, it's bad because there's only brick walls in between houses.
Yeah.
Nobody shares a yard. Nobody knows their neighbors. I finally got to meet the neighbors behind my house because my tree fell on their house.
The neighbors behind my house caught on fire once. So.
See, and you never know.
And,
It annoyed me when I moved out here, and I'm slowly and sadly getting so acclimated to it. It's like, meh. I don't need to know my neighbors. Meh.
Yeah, it gets
you don't
like
want
that.
To know your neighbors in this town. We have a.
Well, I know we have a shitty town. I mean, it's. I love Vegas. Don't get me wrong. I love
Las
Vegas.
Talk about my city.
Love Las Vegas, but it's very sad. And trick-or-treating is going to be that casualty. That's, you know, they want to take out Christmas. Fuck them. They take out Halloween because that's the easy target, I guess.
Yeah, it's terrible. And then on the news, he's like, it's like, okay, Halloween's here. Oh, by the way, Metro is busting on child, you know, sexual predators. And then they're doing a whole, like, 15-minute story of busting people who are out of their, you know, out of the region or not applying by the rules or take off the bracelets and shit like that. They're showing all this other shit instead of telling, you know, saying, yo, go trick or treat, you know, go visit your friends, go, you know, go trick or treat, you know, get your you know, your mom, your dad, get together instead of, you know, and promoting like places to go to do it and all this other shit. It was all about, you know, things they found or people who, whatever. And
I loved Jesus. On the news, they were showing this clip of Metro storm trooping into this dude's house. He was in the kitchen eating a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. That was the child predators. Yeah.
And like, we're coming after all the child predators. But if they don't turn on their lights, they follow the rules, give them a chance to be good guys. I mean, I know they're scum of the fucking earth, but, you know, don't scare the rest of the public.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they do. They make it so, you know, no one
wants to go
out.
Well, in a way, though, the public needs to know about it.
By the way, the individual in the chat room is Nunya Beeswax.
Hi, Mom.
Nice.
Is she the one who called me a skanky hoe?
Yes. Okay, that's that's a touching relationship.
See? Well,
I'm afraid to touch that one.
I know that a lot of girls and their
moms.
Wait,
your mom's listening?
That's her.
Does that mean I gotta fucking behave?
Yeah, you can't say fuck.
That means you could be worse, and she'll probably fucking give you kudos for it and shit.
Right the fuck on.
Man, that's a mother. My mom, if I start playing with my mom.
Okay.
My mom starts shaking her head.
Yeah, no shit. My mom has no sense of humor. You came home and your house smelled like pot once, didn't it?
My dad wouldn't have that.
Oh, your dad wouldn't have it?
My dad wouldn't have that.
Got to ask those things. Because, you know, those parents are out there.
Yeah.
All right, we need to go to a break.
Damn, time's just flying by, isn't it?
It's amazing when you can talk.
It is.
All right, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Anybody?
You.
I know what it is, Spank Wagon.
Let's try this again. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon.
It's radio.
Radio.
One more time. It took Jesse weeks. It took Niecy weeks. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
And we'll be back.
Shug on the tissue on the floor of the train. Sun goes down, temperature drops. Beautiful burnout, beautiful burnout. Bird, crone. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon Radio. I'm taking, we don't have a fucking name for you yet, but I'm taking your advice and playing music Murph would hate. Yeah. New album by Underworld, last two tracks you've listened to, Beautiful Burnout and Glam Bucket.
Hi, this is Murphy here. How you guys doing today? Welcome to Spankwagon Radio. What is this shit? What is this shit you're playing?
What's all this beeps and boops?
Why don't you play my playlist?
Thank you.
My playlist is so much better than this shit.
Murph,
what is this?
You know what? We trash him so bad when he's gone.
He does good, though. He's, like, on top of shit, and he's, like, clicking crap, and you're just like, damn. But and at the same time, he's like, wah, 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 wah.
Yep.
Like, doing every... I'm like, damn.
Absolutely. It's a fun balance. Hey, got a little bit of news, a little bit of comments. What we'll do is we'll open up the round table, and we want you guys to participate. We know we have people out there listening. We can see you.
Is my mom still in there?
Yes, she is. Your mom can call in. Give us a call. We just did. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. We'd love to hear from you. We also want you to join the chat room. And you just, if you're listening and you're near a computer, obviously you're listening, you're near a computer, go to spankwagon.net, click on the chat link, load up the page, accept the Java pop-up because it does do the little Java okay thing. Sorry, have to do it. and join the chat room so you can chat with us live. If you want to use an IRC program, if you know what an IRC program is, go to irc.slashnet.org/spankwagon. So that's pretty easy. I got news articles. I see you have news articles. We heard you had news articles, but we'll let you slide. No worries.
I wanted to talk about something.
Yeah, talk about it. We'll start off with you. You're new. Go.
I'm not even going to use the news article because I just want to bitch about these women who keep getting lost in like the freaking black hole of lostness. Like these moms who are missing mom. Missing mom, missing woman, missing this, missing that. Why is it always got to be a woman, number one? I never hear crap about no missing man, yada, yada, yada.
Nope.
And why aren't they taking care of themselves? These are grown-ass women. How do you get lost in freaking, what are you doing, jogging through the woods? But
haven't you seen Halloween?
You know, it's October, damn it. What are you doing?
There you go. No, you know what it is? A lot of it is thank you, Nancy Grace, and those kind of bitches, because, excuse me, they need their missing white woman of the week. If you also notice, it's never a black woman.
Yes, there's always a white woman.
Black women are never lost.
But no, this last one was Hispanic, wasn't she? It was Alma something. She was not white.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
And then the
there's so many of them.
She couldn't be white either.
She could have married a cholo. Just saying.
I think though I saw a picture. Oh, okay. I think she's not of white.
Yeah, but you're right. What is it? What is it with all the women disappearing?
So do you think it's that they just. They just do dumb shit or
Let
they just trust guys?
Let me tell you what
or?
My best friend does. Walking through the parking lot with her bags in her hand that she was just done shopping with, digging through her purse with her keys on her cell phone at midnight in the parking lot, not paying any attention to her surroundings. Yeah. Then they wonder why they're getting kidnapped, chopped into pieces, raped, blah, blah, blah.
Question though.
What?
At what point do you replace a paranoia situation with just being on guard? Or vice versa?
Does it matter if it saves your ass? I mean, does it matter if you're paranoid? But, I mean, if I'm fucking looking like, what's up, like a meerkat and shit, paying attention to where I'm at, as opposed to someone who's digging through their purse, walking through a parking lot alone in pitch black darkness.
Right.
Outside
in
Walmart
the ghetto,
and shit.
Outside Walmart.
On Nellis.
Or outside Home Depot with all those. No, okay, I'm not going to get into it. But
no, that's only if you drive a pickup. You have to worry about those.
No,
things.
Dude, I drive a little Ford Contour and they wave their little... I am not kidding.
What kind of job can you... Oh, wait, never
what
mind.
What do I want? Come dust my house. What do I want? I'm like, I'm sure I could do more than you can. And
square
I can
my hedges,
myself,
you know? That's
right?
About it.
So you got to pay attention. Take your ass. I did self-defense.
Okay.
I carry pepper spray.
Cool.
I can shoot. I have no problem stabbing your ass.
Nice.
You know, I know how to protect myself.
Wait, you know self-defense?
Yes.
Decaf.
He knows.
Decaf.
What? I'm not.
Oh, you're not? Okay. We're going to get a camera one day. We're going to tape
it
and put it on the site.
All right, we'll set up Murphy next week, right?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, do a chop right to the back of his fucking neck.
That's mean.
Just do a chop right to his chest. That's great.
Well, Wes was telling you guys about my like Resident Evil kick behind my head to his eye and shit, you know.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But it's all about knowing your surroundings. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee if someone sees me walking through a parking lot, I have my keys out ready to stab a motherfucker if he comes up to me. You know, walking through the parking lot, not, you know, paying attention.
Question, though.
You know?
Let me ask you this, then. Do you think that it's because you live in Vegas that you're like that? Let's say you move to Chesapeake, Virginia.
Does it matter?
Sometimes. If you're used to an environment, and or let's say my state, Iowa. Let's say you live in Iowa. No one ever goes missing from Iowa. We're all idiots wandering around. You know, would you feel less the less need to be on that defense?
You know, I wouldn't. But I know how women think, and they might, like, they don't pay attention now when they're in this town, and they're walking around like fools.
So on the Strip.
You know? Anywhere.
No, let's change this, because we have a unique situation. We have this resort corridor that is just crowded, jam-packed.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of defensive measures do you take when you go down there? What paranoia? And I say paranoia.
Like when I'm walking the Strip?
Yeah.
You know, first thing is don't buy more than you can carry.
Right.
Looking ass, because you're going to get robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't need to bring your $1,000 Louis Vuitton purse out. You don't need to look that cute. No one's looking at your purse. Trust me, it's the Strip. Okay?
Don't walk in front of cars.
Why these bitches walk around in 15-inch heels?
I know. So
on the Strip.
Those are working. They're working.
You know.
That's different.
They want
it, right? They want to be taken away.
Take me away.
Take me, baby.
My pimp's 2 feet behind me. Try, you know?
You know. But it's like, come on, guys. And women are like, it's such a shame. It's like, yeah, bitch, your ass doesn't do shit. Like, yeah, I cannot feel sorry for you. Like, I know it's going to happen. It could happen to me, even though I take all the precautions. Mm-hmm. You know, I could get attacked, you know, not be ready, not be prepared, get fucked over, you know.
So what mental state, what do you think that, why women are like that? Do you think they just... No one told them properly when they were growing up how to protect themselves, or they just feel like they're untouchable, or what? What goes through the woman's mind? Because obviously we don't know.
Women are always trying to be cute.
That's the problem. Yeah.
They're always trying to be cute, like looking cute, walking through all, hey, you know, like you don't need to be cute. Get to your damn car. Lock the fucking doors. You know, jog. You're not there to look cute. You're there to lose weight. Jog.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, pay attention. That's all. And it's not even that hard to pay attention. You could talk on the phone and know who's standing next to you.
Yeah.
You know, you can see the freaking cholo.
Now
five
do you?
Cars
now
away.
Do you? Now do you text message in the parking lot?
Not at night. If I'm walking through a parking lot at night.
So is a big difference between
the day
and the night.
There is a big difference. I mean, you could get fucking robbed and kidnapped in the middle of the day, but it's less likely. You know your surroundings. Pay attention.
All right. I got to ask an uncomfortable question.
What's up?
Who do you profile?
What do you mean?
In other words, you see a white dude, a black dude, a Hispanic dude, an Asian dude. Which one are you going to worry about the most?
Fuck. I don't profile. Like, I mean, you always kind of want to think, oh, he's fucking 500 pounds. You know, he could take my ass all muscle, you know. Be careful. But it could be anybody. It could be the whitest freaking glow in the dark ass motherfucker. It has nothing to do with what color your skin is.
Okay, cool.
You know, a lot of people don't get that.
Well, I tell you what scares me the most: the white homeless dudes with the dirt in their fingernails.
Oh, God,
those motherfuckers fucking scare me.
All right, remember when I told you there's several true stories with Claude Balls? So him and I were hanging down on Fremont Street, and we're hanging on that poker mansion bridge. You know that it leans over the between the parking ramp and the Neonopolis. Bum is going around picking up bottles of beer, all the leftover bottles, pouring them into a little cup, and then drinking it.
That's hot.
True story.
Which brings me up another point, and for both you guys, you know, how do you feel? I have a lady that goes through, you know, poor Mexican lady, but she'll go through everyone's fucking trash for the water bottle, you know, for the bottles and the cans and all
the
that cans. Shit. Now. And I mean, when she goes through it, I mean, she'll, like, pick up the bags, dig through all your shit. So sometimes people's shit may end up, you know, things you ripped up or whatever on the side of the street. Now, if you saw a person doing it, would you try to prevent them or call the police or try to do anything to get them stopped? Or will you just say, okay, well, I know she just – because truly she is just really looking for that.
You know what? I would personally ask – you know, I would say, hey, if you're going to do this, don't make a fucking mess.
Okay.
You because, know, that's me.
Because I
How do you say that in Spanish?
I hire someone from the Home Depot to say it for me.
because I guess it was just a little conversation between me and my wife, because she was like, oh no, she, you know, but you know, her background is that she's Hispanic, so to her it's like, oh, you know, but to me, you know, I'm uptight American motherfucker, you know,
yeah,
what I mean, yeah. So I'm like, I don't like people going through
I don't like people going through my shit
yep. You know what I mean, shit I throw
even
away.
If it is trash, yeah. Now what I'll do is like I when I throw stuff away, when I bought my house, the guy who lived there before me left like bicycles and stuff, rusted ass bicycles. I'm like, okay, they gotta go. But what I did is I just put them on the curb just outside of the trash. So in the morning when I woke up, my trash is there because the trash people didn't come yet, but the bike is gone. Okay, I'm done. I'm happy. By the way, in the chat room, your mom called you out. Jess thinks she's so bad, I bet she'd pee her pants if someone tried to rob her attack.
What? Oh, she wants to talk. She really wants to talk?
So I think we got a little bit of a mother-daughter smackdown.
No, this bitch is the one who tells me, always hold on to your purse and hold on to your belongings and watch your surroundings. Motherfucker got robbed. I don't even want to hear her shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're on blast, mom, trying to put me out.
Nice.
She had hit that's 700 or something at a casino.
And someone followed her because they just knew.
No, she was sitting at her machine still. And someone grabbed her purse right off her lap.
Oh, Jesus.
And ran out.
Never caught them?
No, they got everything, right?
Uh-huh.
So they got our address.
Right.
Come to our house. My dad was out of town.
Uh-huh.
Stole our truck and robbed a bank with it.
Oh,
that was their
my
getaway car.
God.
The cops show up the next day at our front door. And I'm at work. They're like, ma'am, do you own a blah, 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 Chevy, yada, yada?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, it's right. Well, it should be right there, you know? But they're like, well, it was just, they had it for like weeks. They fucking cops get on that
shit. And whenever any car goes into the impound, it never comes out the same.
Well, yeah. It wasn't the same when it got in there.
It's true.
It wasn't actually that bad, just however they.
She goes, shut up, bitch. I got robbed, but I didn't pee my pants. So 2 out of 3. all right. So, that's interesting. That's really interesting, actually. Yeah. I don't know. I guess as a guy, I just. And I have quit caring. If something's going to happen to me, it's going to happen to me. The only person I will absolutely protect with my complete life and being is my son.
Okay.
That's it.
And your wife.
No, she could pretty much handle herself. Yeah,
that's
she was the type, even in Iowa, she carried the pepper spray, and she didn't really do much self-defense, but she knew enough to really fuck someone up.
Yeah, and I mean, it
she's like,
much.
I don't care who you are, I'm going for your nuts. She goes, that's it. I mean, I don't need to know self-defense, I just need to know where your dick is, and you're done.
Even if you're just prepared, if you even just prepare yourself to stick your thumbs in someone's eyes, you know, have that mental state and go out in public alone with that.
Exactly.
It's more than being naive
and
being unaware.
Well, let me. This is an interesting twist because it's the same. It's the same thing, but it's where I grew up. You know, I grew up on Monroe D Street, which is, of course, the fucking ghetto. Right?
Yeah, here in Vegas, the ghetto.
And when I was younger, going to school or a teenager, or going out or walking out or at night or whatever, I really didn't really fear a whole lot of things, you know. I guess I don't know if I felt kind of protected for being a kid, because most people are just out to beat up other adults to take their drugs and shit like that. In the neighborhood, it was much worse. I mean, it was much, much worse than it is now. But when I go through it, like at night, I get a feeling, you know, to like want to lock doors or looking around and seeing, you know, the wino walking down the street. But I never was like that growing up, you know. And so I'm kind of wondering if it's like being an adult that I know more. I was kind of like blind, stupid when I was a kid, and just kind of.
But did anyone inform you like this is what could happen?
Well, of course,
when you
my mom was always on watch and every, you know.
But
so
it's one thing for her to know, and it's one thing for her to inform you.
Well, I mean, yeah, she informed me, and I do watch my surroundings when I'm anywhere, you know, or I'm especially in traffic. Some motherfucker don't come and sideswipe you, but that's the biggest worry of anything. But but going through there, I just kind of feel, you know, I don't feel right. I'm like I'm fighting myself because I'm like, I don't want to feel this way about my old neighborhood, but I can't help but do it. And I'm wondering, it's kind of like,
you know what it is. not only is it because you're getting older, but you realize what you have to lose.
That's what it is.
You
have more to lose.
You have more to lose. You understand what life really is because, you know, and we were joking earlier, but, you know, as we're getting older, we're going, oh, shit, this is finite. And we never did that when we were kids. You know, we were always like, yeah, woo, wow.
You're invincible, you know.
You're invincible. Yeah, you're playing, you know, football in the park at midnight.
Exactly.
You don't care. You don't realize, you know, and I can't quite relate because I grew up in Iowa. Come on, you know. But, you know, you don't realize the bums that are wandering around or who could be wandering around. You know, right now, thanks to media and you know, they have kind of that healthy dose of, well, unhealthy dose of missing white woman of the week. And everybody's a sexual predator, such as the state of Virginia actually put up billboards that show an adult hand, adult male hand, and a child, female child hand holding hands. And under it's a tagline that says, whenever they're together, I don't feel comfortable. Well, the problem with that billboard is it's too broad.
Yeah.
Because let's say I have a daughter instead of a son, and I'm holding her hand.
Walking across the street. Walking hold daddy's hand.
Exactly. Or walking in a park. Oh, my God. That just made me a criminal.
Even more than that is, you know, being married to someone of a different race, you're constantly walking with kids of their family from a different race. So I'm walking with them. You know, I feel people
are looking at you.
At
like,
you.
Is he trying to take
that kid? And all that kind of shit.
Your mom's sharing a lot, and I wish she could call in and do this, but she's saying that I was a regular at that casino for 10 years. Everyone knew me, but after I got robbed, they treated me like a fucking stranger. They left me sitting there with no phone, no car keys, no money, nothing.
That's true.
She had a borrow phone to call her husband. The security didn't even call Metro.
They didn't even call him. Nope.
So, you know,
actually, though, I used to work there, and I got to give credit because one of the cleaner, the janitor, the lead, he knew me and very well, and he knew my mom, and he knew one of my best friends, and he chased after the guy and tried to catch the guy. And
what casino was this? Can I ask?
Can I say?
Yeah.
Nevada Palace.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Way out there on Boulder Highway.
Yeah. Well, we kind of live in that region.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not the best, but she was comfortable there. You know,
right.
I used to work there. She used to eat there regularly.
And you say that, and I used to live over, and for those of you who don't know Vegas, just map.google.com. Nevada Palace is on Boulder Highway past Tropicana, but before Russell.
Like Harmon.
Yeah, Harmon.
Harmon.
I used to live on Charleston near Nellis.
I'm on Sahara and Nellis.
So, yeah, you're living in those Terrasanas probably, or Terrasanas.
Oh, I live in homes at home, but...
Oh, yeah. I forgot they build up all around there. It was weird, too, because it's a water treatment plant, you know, and I'm like, who builds a house next to water? These motherfuckers build a house next to a water treatment plant. So, you know, I mean, I felt comfortable in that neighborhood, even though that's a shitty neighborhood now.
Now.
It's like my friend, Claude, who was here, he moved back from Mississippi, which was pure shit. Drove through that neighborhood just to see what it was like, and he couldn't believe how much it's changed in just 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's the new L.A., the next L.A.
Yeah. So, I can believe it. So, anyhow, moving on, or going forward with what you guys are saying. I'm sorry.
Your neighborhood and, holding little boys' hands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I can feel the looks. You know, people look at you and look away and whatever, but you can feel the looks, and it's kind of like It's just so much in the media that even I'm starting to, look at people, and I even start to question, or I see like a older guy holding a girl's hand that's probably like 15 or 16, but it could be just, you know, father, daughter. Or whatever. But at the same time, you're like, I wonder if this is this, or is this dude, you know, taking her, kidnapped her, or going to rape her. You know what I mean? It's just the media does it, though.
The media is doing it to us. The media is convincing us that everybody is a bad guy. Everybody has a motivation that's not sincerely good. And it's a very sad place to be in. It's a very sad state of affairs. H.R. House Resolution 1955, I believe, basically is a new resolution. They're trying to shun some more constitutional rights by saying
I
that.
I told you he knows his constitution, did I? I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. So they're talking about now making it to where if you are anybody that someone doesn't agree with, you could almost always be charged as an enemy combatant of the states.
Nice.
Damn.
So, I mean, we're getting to a point where, true fascism.
Yep.
you know, true, honest to God Stalinism. For those of you who want to look it up, it's it's getting to be a very sad state. I mean, I sit there and I walk with my son and hold his hand, you know, because we're in parking lots and we're in store, we're playing, and you know, I sit there now, I'm starting to get worried. Who's going to think I'm a bad guy? Because I still wrestle with my son. You know, I don't worry and I don't panic.
Who's going to call Child Protective Services on
if,
you?
If my son has a bruise because he is a two-year-old, almost three, he's running into stuff, he's banging himself up, senseless, playing. Am I, you know, my wife and I panic now. Yeah. Is someone going to think we're beating him? We're not, obviously.
That and they show all the, you know, they, you know, of all the people in the city and everything, they always want to show the ones like the ladies beating the kids and the, in the parking lot, that fad, you know, when they, yeah. You know, it's like,
using
oh, look
their
how
kids
bare,
to,
yeah.
Shoplift.
Yeah. You
yeah.
Know. Look out. And I'm not looking and I see the woman hitting the kid or whatever. I'm like, I think my mom used to do that to
my
me.
Mom,
you know what I'm saying? It's
my
like,
mom and dad beat me with a board when I misbehaved. Yeah. And it was only when I really misbehaved.
Yeah.
You know, I was
beat. Like, you got to learn some fucking discipline. Mm-hmm. And then you don't fuck up again. I guarantee you that shit. You pull out that board, your ass be like, okay, I'm going to bed. You know? But kids, man. They, and then they're spoiled on top of it.
Yeah. I don't even want
to
know.
Hey, by the way, your mom's got to go. Great show. We're all invited to dinner one of these days. You're going to cook for us.
Oh, okay.
And then she goes, ha ha, yeah, right.
I mean, it's a burnt peanut butter jelly
sandwich.
So
she's salad. Like, don't worry, I'll do the cooking. Oh, that's nice. That's so, my cooking. Hey, we're going to call. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
This is your warranty expiration.
We get telemarketing calls on that line. It's always line four, too. I don't know what it is line four.
You should talk to him.
I remember that one call.
We've done that. We've done that.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you're selling, we've got it, and we're trying to get rid of it kind of crap.
Yeah. Oh, or we'll sex gay or whatever.
the Constitution thing, the conversation.
Oh, okay.
Okay. She was talking about
Second Amendment.
Second Amendment, right? And I said, oh, well, you don't have to worry. I said, that'd be cool for the show because Tricher has the Constitution in his back.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? I said, yes. Yeah, I said, he carries the Constitution with him. So I said, oh,
that's
the second.
Cool.
Doing anything about an amendment, it was going to be, it'll work out. And, well, she talked about guns anyway, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet.
You thought I was joking. She's
no,
like, what?
I was just like, damn. He's like, I just thought you were using that as like a metaphor. Like,
no.
He's that serious about it.
I don't know what happened. It was like 4 or 5 years ago, and I just kind of started seeing. Actually, no, it was, God, it was even longer than that. Maybe 02, 03. Well, that was 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, I know. That's how fast it's going, man.
And I'm like, this is all going to hell. I want to find out what that really says.
Right.
So I
now,
you know,
is it true that they list it as like the most important, the First Amendment, the Second Important?
No, it just as time came, just as whatever came.
Because I heard that it was listed by importance.
No. Amendments, all amendments are important. Everything in that Constitution is equally important. Okay? That has to be followed to a T. It's not like if this, then this, then this. No. The first 10 amendments, of course, as we know, is the Bill of Rights were written because they realized, okay, we have some loopholes we need to close up in the Constitution. Fine. Because they didn't want it to become the Articles of the Confederation again, where they had to rewrite shit 10 years later yet again. So they wrote the Constitution so that way you can make these amendments. Some amendments are really asshole stupid. Prohibition. That was an amendment. They thought, hey, we'll save America's problems by not allowing them to drink.
Yeah.
That fucking worked.
Yeah, that
so they had to write an amendment to pull that one away.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily, you know, important. It's just what's needed at that time. Right. So, like, you could say that technically prohibition is still in the books, but because of the other amendment, I think it's 21st Amendment that took it off the books or says, forget 18. We'll just go with 21 kind of a thing.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, it was like the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th all had to do with slaves and blacks getting rights. You know, the 13th was free from slavery. Then the 14th was the right to vote. And the 15th was 15. You can't be fucked with. You know, you have equal rights. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like it was like every couple of years.
They realized
need to fix a loophole.
Yeah.
You know, so that's when the amendments get added.
Speaking political crap, I believe this guy is Democratic. Democratic presidential candidate Dennis Kunick.
Kunick.
Dennis
Kunick.
Kunick. Question. President Bush's mental health in light of comments he made about nuclear... A nuclear Iran participating in World War III.
Where's Robodick Shady?
Yeah, where's Robodick? I was hoping we had Robodick. He said, I seriously believe that we have to start asking questions about his mental health. Kunick, who's an Ohio congressman, said there's an interview with the Philadelphia Inquirer editorial board on Tuesday. There's something wrong here. He does not seem to understand that his words have real impact. Koenig is known for his liberal views, views and trails far behind leading, you know, candidates in most Democratic polls. He was in Philadelphia for a debate, blah, blah, blah. Bush, these are the remarks that Bush made earlier the month. Bush said, "I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them, Iran in this case, from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon." What he's saying here is if Iran does this, George Bush is going to start World War III.
Yeah.
That's no. Let me read that. Do you hear that or do you want clarification?
No, I hear it. Okay. I just have a comment, but go ahead. Okay.
Again, Bush said, "I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing Iran from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon." Is King George going to start World War III?
Yeah, he wants to. Nothing stopped him from doing, until the Democrats take the House.
Well, Democrats aren't doing shit.
Well, I mean, they're throwing at least a mat down. So
they don't drag the dirt over their backs as they're walking on them.
Yeah.
This is taking it off the serious note. But do you guys watch Adult Swim?
Yes.
Did you watch the chicken Star Wars? Whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Did you see the one where he thought he was a Jedi?
No.
Bush. Yeah.
There are nuclear weapons. And he's like, "Sir, but we have no proof, and there are nuclear weapons." He's like, "But sir, go get me a taco." Yeah. Okay. Tacos.
Yeah, that one. That
yeah,
was
I know that one. And you're right. I mean, that's what's going on here. And you know, Bush is vetoing the child care health bills. Bush just vetoed a water. Bill,
do you know he didn't veto any bills until this after this election year?
He would do signing statements. In other words, he would sit there and say, "Okay, America, I like this, but I'm going to write this one out because I'm the president. I can do so." And he
doesn't talk exactly that well.
No,
it'd be more like America.
Actually, get caught in
America.
We going to stop a nuclear.
Somebody read this shit for me.
Damn it, America.
What am I paying y'all for?
Exactly. That's kind of funny you mentioned it because of my article. It's about the visible tank.
Oh, the British tank.
Yeah, the British tank. And I guess in London, they're starting a project. What is it called? The highly secret trials were conducted. It's highly secret, but... We're going to tell everybody. The Royal Engineers and scientists from specialist researchers Quinet IQ, the former research arm of the MOD, described the test successful after they were able to make a vehicle seem to completely disappear. So the whole idea is like they had a soldier saying that he walked out, he went to the grass, and he could not see a tank with the gun pointed right at him. Couldn't see shit.
And what they're doing that based upon is have you ever seen James Bond? What was the one film he had the Aston Martin that turned invisible? The one where he fucking went up to the North Pole to fight people. It's cameras and screens, and what they're doing is they're projecting the image that's on the camera on the left side onto the screens on the right side, if you will, or vice versa, depending on how you're orientated with it. What that's doing then is it's basically putting up this digital screen camouflage. So you can't see what's going on. Now, it's not perfect. It's a little, probably less than perfect than the Predator movies, you know, where you saw the outline of the Predator, something's there, but it's invisible. My name's Carl Weathers. I need a job. Just a
you do
even
know Carl,
do you know Carl Weathers is? Okay, wow, this is going to be an educational experience. You're going to learn how to be old real quick, okay?
Yeah.
No.
My boss and my mom, too. Nice. They're trying to... old me up.
They're old you
trying
up.
To old me up.
Here's a cane. Don't use it. It's denturement. It's not toothpaste.
I don't understand. I'm 20 and I'm getting teased for not knowing who freaking
Carl Weathers is. Trust me, it's 30 years old.
Yeah, 30 years old. Barely know
who the fuck Carl Weathers is.
Only weird esoteric assholes know this shit. So anyhow, basically what it does though is it projects that image on the other side, so you can do this. Well, there are only one minor problem with this technology.
What's that?
It doesn't hold up well under motion.
Minor problem.
Tank kind of rumbles and moves and shakes and shit. And
Morning just kind of shakes.
Fuck, we just broke an LCD screen, you know? My question is, though, is like how many asshole troops are they sitting there going, you know what? We're not going out of the field today. Hook the Xbox up to this fucker. And their tank
the
is
Wii.
The Xbox.
The,
yeah.
The
see a bunch of British soldiers all playing like Wii bowling.
That shit's tight.
That shit
Wii boxing.
There you go.
No.
Yeah, wow. I see you have another article sitting there.
Shit, I got tons of articles, but I'm looking at my time going.
We got 5 minutes.
All right, why don't I go into this? This is emergency computer news. You got to know this. Finally, it's happened. If you didn't hear this already, you're an idiot or you're a PC user. There is finally a Mac Trojan horse in the wild that is actually infecting Macintosh computers. Yes. Finally.
The unbreakable Mac.
The Mac is finally about as equal as a Windows 98 machine. basically, what's happening here is Mac surfers who go to porn sites, if they're trying to load especially a lot of video porn, they'll get a screen that pops up and says Microsoft Media Player cannot play this file. We need a special codec.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, idiot Mac users who obviously have never listened that. To any advice are saying, "Oh, I need this codec. I better load it." Clicking on the links and everything like that, and what it's actually loading, it downloads a disk image, and it's actually a Trojan horse that takes over your DNS. In other words, what translates, you know, yahoo.com to 162.whatever. So basically, these idiots are actually also even doing one step worse. Mac is pretty intelligent. You can tell it not to load up files after you download, just put them into a folder and keep them there. And when you do any software install, you have to use a username and password. You have to use your username and use your password to okay the installation of this codec. Dumb motherfuckers, end users, are doing this. They're putting in their information, and they're allowing this to install. So there's two ways it could be stopped, but people are too stupid to stop it.
They're naive.
Very naive. Very naive. They're only looking for porn. The ones who actually do end up installing it, of course, go back, try to watch that video. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because, oh, you guessed it, it's not really there. So it's hijacking the DNS so that way it can start going through and, you know, capturing your data, sending spam, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's finally starting to happen where Mac machines, Macintoshes are subject to viruses.
Uh-oh. The
finally.
World, the world's coming. You're going to start crying?
No, I'm too smart for that.
I just like the look on his face when he said that. Like,
I am.
Don't mean to toot my own horn, but.
But you know. I know what. Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. A computer is like a car to me. I know what's going on with my car at all times while I'm driving it.
Yeah.
I know. Obviously, my wipers are on or they're not. My lights are on or they're not. I know what's going on. I hear a little rattle. I know something's going on. I'm going to take care of it.
You start to see a little bit of that anal retentiveness coming out.
It's there.
Oh, we know.
I'm never going to deny that. In fact, I'm going to retain it. The whole point is, though, your computer should be the same way.
Yeah.
People look at a computer like it's a refrigerator. It keeps shit cold. I'm happy. Computers, they look at them and go, I could send email and I can look at porn. I'm happy.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, it's not a fucking appliance, people. This thing is more, a computer is more like a car than.
Like your baby.
No, I won't go that far.
That's how you're like making it sound.
It's like, there's a difference between what you say it and how you
how I like, said it.
Yeah. A computer is not a refrigerator.
Okay. I'm going
to
say
this. It does not just keep shit cold.
I'm going to enjoy saying this. I've got floppy disks older than you. Okay?
Do computers even take floppy disks anymore?
The five and a half.
Try an 8-inch, bitch.
God damn.
Yeah. No, actually, I bought it at a pawn shop. I was like, this is cool. I'll put this in the museum. Ah.
Wow.
Just to say I have
it. It's the shit that we get.
I got cassette tape. Actually, I have a computer that, you know, loads everything off cassette tape.
The 8-tracks?
No.
See, I'm not.
I have a car with an 8-track. I had a car with an 8-track.
I was about to. You have
I had,
a car?
I had. Shit, I got a car
that's
older
than
me. I
know what's wrong with my
car. I got a car that's older than me. So what if.
Oh, wow.
You know?
What do you got?
I got a 73 Plymouth Duster.
I have no idea.
It's a muscle car with a big engine.
I figured if it was older than you when you had it,
yeah,
It would be a muscle car.
It's a muscle car. So.
Or in the junkyard.
Ow. So, by the way, Vert says, if there's two observers in different angles of the tank, one of them will see it. Well, thank you. Yes, Vert. That is true. This isn't perfect cloaking technology. You know, it's fucking JVC monitors and webcams.
Plus, it's the British.
It's the British, yes. They can't own a fucking mirror nor a toothbrush. Want to talk technology?
Yes.
Do you know some British people I just offended?
No, but
I know some British people that
I was thinking about, like,
that.
Austin Powers.
Oh, dude, I got this guy at work. I work with total, you know, he is British. I'm going to say total Brit because he has horrible teeth.
That sicks me out, dude. Just get some whitening strips or some. That's one
dude,
of my pet peeves.
Whitening wouldn't even hurt. Help this.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah, it's not even the fact they're white. They're just kind of like pointed everywhere.
Yeah.
Ooh,
they're just, yeah.
Braces.
Speaking of technology, 20 things you didn't know about living in space. Well, oh, shit. I only got a minute left. You know what? I'm going to save this for next week.
All right.
I'm going to save that shit for next week. What I want to do right now, though, because I'm not loading up my bits in proper time.
We need to find a name.
Yeah, I was about to say, come up. You know, I just got a text message from I don't know who asking me what up.
What up, yo?
Like, a no number. I'm like,
that's
scared.
Nice.
Like, what?
They're hiding their numbers for text messages. I do got to do this. We don't have to yell it. All right, we want to give mad props to everybody who's hung out with us in the chat room because, well, you're pretty fucking dedicated. She'll show you her boobs, except for her mom. That's kind of creepy. We got a big thank you to Toe. Toe, thank you very much. Not only did he join the chat room, but he put SWR after his name, which we totally think rocks because that helps tell other chat rooms he's in. We're out there. Big thank you to Virtual One for showing up and hanging out with us. Say thank you to your mom when you talk to her. Give her mad props. Say, Nunya Beeswax. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. So we do appreciate everybody in that chat room.
So we're not going to break into the Mad Props announcement?
No, we're not going to break into the Mad Props. I'm keeping it low. We don't want to scare her off the first day.
You got to come up with a name first.
Yeah, we don't even have a name for
her. You can't be like, this chick is going to do...
The chick with amazing boobs that we've never seen.
They're amazing now.
See? Amazing
boobs.
We'll
throw adjectives left and right like they matter, you know? So, that's Mad Props. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out in the chat room. Berg points out so depressingly, yes, all two of you. Asshole. Love her. He's a good friend. All right. And finally, got to do the rap.
This for the 60s, 70s.
Shut the fuck up. You've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
Yeah, still nameless.
Still nameless. We'll figure this out. We want to thank everybody for listening. We also want to thank everybody who helps keep us live out on the airwaves, whether they're internet or otherwise. Big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, for the studio space. She farted in the chair this week. Big thank you to all of our syndicates, Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Webmix, classics of the 70s.
60s, 70s, 80s of today.
70s, 80s, 90s, what I wrote. He does read what I write, thank God. And a big thank you to Nomad Radio Network. Of course, if... Shut up.
I gotta do it.
We're not live...
You'll find us in the archive.
Yes, you'll find us in the archive. Podcasts.lvrocks.com. And of course, we need friends.
Yes, we do.
Real legitimate friends. None of these Norwegian death metal bands that want to be our friend.
We need real live friends with heartbeats and shit.
Yeah. MySpace.com/SpankWagon. That's all cool. Of course, if you ever want to get a hold of us, radio@SpankWagon.net is our email address. And check out TeachTheMachine.com.
Teach the Machine.
That's the next version of Spank Wagon that'll be coming out soon. Tell me what you think. Radio@SpankWagon.net. Again, I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
Wow.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
Thank you.
You guys suck. Like, keep pointing at me like I've got a name.
Mega
yeah,
boobs.
But we can.
Mega boobs. Negative.
Mega boobs is not.
Mega boobs.
I like Lady J.
Lady J? See,
she doesn't know G.I. Joe. That's the thing. We got to figure this out. We'll work on this. We'll have a meeting. Whatever. Yeah, we'll. All right, Spank Wagon Radio. We're done.
place on assembly lines. Fake prizes rising out of the bomb holes. Skeleton boys hyped up in purple. Smoke rings blow from across the discos. Banknotes burn like broken equipment. Looking for shelter, readjust your position. Thought control, those written confessions. Two dimensions, dumb your head down. Duck, don't look now, company missiles. Power is raunchy, rent a cops are watching. Make your dreams out of paper mache. Cliche wasted, hate taste tested.
Hell yes,
not moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, now turning it on, I'm working my legs.
Hell yes,
now calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, now I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct. Stretch to the limit, attention span, snap back the track. Collapse into laugh tracks, noise response, applause and hand claps. Floodgates open to the sound of the rainbow. Breaking points on the verge of pointless. Fools anointed to the followers' fanfare. Look for the common, not superficial. Code red, cola working for many crises. Perfunctory idols, rewriting the Bibles. The magic markers running out of the ink. Lives and white out, turn the lights out. Fax machine anthems, get your damn hands up.
Yes,
not moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, now I'm turning it on, I'm working my legs.
Hell yes,
now I'm calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, now I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
LV Rocks, noise from Vegas.